God, I come and ask that you may be exalted in this word that comes forth today. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Revelation 18, verse 4. God says in Matthew 24, 16 through 18, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And verse 25. See, I have told you beforehand. God is warning. He has warned his people. In Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 32, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Laying groundwork here for the word God is burning in me. God warns his people before he brings judgment. God warns his people so that they can never say they did not have a way of escape. I do not come to you today as a prophet. I do not come to you today as a great scholar, nor as a great orator, just as a blood-bought, forgiven child of God. With this word that he has given me, I do believe that this is the warning for this very time, for this very time that you are alive, that you are breathing, that you have a mind to think, eyes to see, and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. This is not to frighten you, but to shake you up, to wake you up, and to cause you to look up. All this unpredictability, this unprecedented weather events that are happening throughout the earth is not global warming. It is the Lord. The floods, the earthquakes, the droughts, the fires, the volcanoes, the famine that is coming. It is the Lord. We know God has shown us that he has shown his apostle. He's taken John up. John is looking in heaven. John is looking on the earth. John has shown things that are happening in heaven at that very moment. And he has shown future happenings of judgment, the consummation of God's word. Are we the generation that is going to see that happen? What is God saying to us, and is this for us? God is saying that we are ripe, ready, and receptive to one world rule in finance, spiritually, and governmentally. Why is God saying that to us? Because we have just gone through a time of panic and fear, and it has shown us what the world will do. Who does God hold accountable in this but his church? Because they've watered down his gospel. We have become lukewarm. We have apathy towards the Lord, his word, and his church. That apathy has grown more and more and more as the churches empty out, as people would choose to stay home and not come together. You can have every excuse you want. I am not going to tell anyone that they have to come to church. God's word tells you that. You can make every excuse you want. But remember this, it is an excuse that you are apathetic towards the things of the Lord. God says that it is the church that has been an open door, a wide road, that has prepared people to accept this coming one world Antichrist and refusing the true Son of God, because that is what happens. To have that, you will have to refuse Him. The warning that John is giving for the church, for you, for me, today. This is a warning from the Lord. Read Revelation 18. And this is what God was saying to me, because I wanted to continue in the Bible study, but the Lord has kept me pondering, looking with spiritual eyes all of this time. God says, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." In Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 through 17 and verse 20, I want to read that to you, as the Lord wants you to hear this again, that you may have understanding. You cannot stand before the Lord and say, "God, you never warned us like you did then." In Revelation, 18, verses 16 and 17. "Then the men arose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on their way. And the Lord said, 'Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?'" God is going to warn Abraham. And then verse 20. "And the Lord said, 'Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave.'" God is doing this because of what has come before His throne. He allows things for so long, and then He has to bring His judgment. We saw that also with Noah. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 12 through 13. "Then the men said to Lot," these are the angels, "'Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city.'" That means friends. "'Take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it.'" In verse 23, "The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew the cities, all the plains, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground." They were warned to flee. We see the first time God destroyed the world with water. The second time He destroyed those. It was to be five cities, but it was four cities, and God destroyed them with fire and brimstone from heaven. He didn't need a nuclear plant. They were warned to flee before the judgment came. Is this warning speaking to you today? Will you flee before the judgment falls? These are questions God is putting before you. God is going to bring total destruction upon Babylon, the spiritual, political, and economic. Are you heeding God's word? God says the world is a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. And that is perversion and demonic influence. We are living in a world where the foul spirits, it says that it is a cage for every unclean and hated bird. That is what you see in all the perversions of lifestyles, the perversions of what God has said was created in His image. Now they desire to change that image and to say that it is not what it is. We are living in a cage with those. They are bound here with the demons, the invitation of the world as they come and inhabit it. The world we live in right now is saturated with wickedness, and the church has lost its saltiness. The church wants the approval of the government and the media to call themselves relevant. Are you part of that? The church no longer fears God. Are you of that same thought with your attitude and your apathy towards God and the things of God? If this applies to you, fall on your face and repent. It's not too late. God sends angels to carry out his judgments. We've seen that in the Old Testament, and that's what we've seen here in this book. God says in Babylon, all nations, that's everyone who doesn't come out, All nations, kings and merchants are rich because they have all committed fornication with her. The world system, spiritually and politically, all. The word all means all. His warning is to come out of her, my people, or you will share her judgments. The arrogance of the world, who is led by Satan, is, I sit as a queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. The pride of the Babylonian system is, no one can touch me. No one can touch me. Is that your thought? Is that the thought of the world today? I am my own God. This is Satan, the one Antichrist who is ruling. This is what he said in heaven, in the garden, and all through history. God says, come out of her, my people, or you will share in her judgment. In one day, she, Babylon, will be utterly burned with fire. In Genesis 19, in one day the Lord rained down fire and brimstone from heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities, the plain, and all the people, and what grew on the ground, when Lot came out and entered Zoar. God says, come out. Come out of this. As soon as Lot was drug out, and he had to be dragged out, the fire and brimstone came. We are told to come out. Stop accepting the world system. Stop changing the word of God to suit your lifestyle. The kings, the merchants, the shipmasters, the sailors, everyone who has become rich and accepted its system will see it destroyed by God in 1 hour. In 1 hour. In 1 hour. That's what he says. They will all become desolate. They will mourn this perceived great loss. God will have witnesses to his judgment. They're going to see this. The ungodly will see it. They will mourn with weeping and wailing and throwing dust on their heads, standing at a distance, crying, everything is gone. The system, everything that we have built, all of our luxury, all of our riches, all of our comforts, everything that we have built, all of the pleasures that we have, all of the laws that we have set into motion, everything that we have said, our spoken word, everything is being destroyed. It's gone. God is judging. He's warning his church. The weather, the political scene, the spiritual atmosphere, the economics. What you are seeing right now is mercy, mercy, mercy. What is going to wake you up? God is allowing those who trust in him and believe in him, those who are just kind of just there, he's warning you. He's sending you a warning. He is showing you and he is telling you what he is about to do. And with all of this, with all of the world mourning over this system that hates God, that has determined that it is God. Listen, it is not just the people out in the world, but it is the churches. And when I use that word, I use it loosely, but they call themselves a church. They label themselves as Christians, and yet they choose the talking points of the world to bring into the church. But this is what's happening in heaven. Heaven is rejoicing over this. God has avenged those who lost their lives because they would not compromise nor change the word of God for the leaders, for kings, for presidents, for the influencers, or for congregations. Those who said, "Oh, you are too hard. You are harsh." God is not like that. He is a God of love. You have no grace. You present a God with no grace. You do not speak gently to us. You are not tickling our ears. You are not softening the message. You offer us nothing. You are giving us nothing but this Bible and a holy God. This is not the God that we have created. So for all the apostles, the prophets, and all of those who've gone before, who have stood with God, who have delivered God's word, this is his vengeance. God has avenged on you. God has avenged you on her. Comfort and false peace is causing you to sleep. It's not persecution that's causing you to sleep. It's not hard times that are causing you to sleep. But it is comfort and false peace is causing you to sleep. God says, wake up and get out of her. Get out of the Babylonian system. We look at the news, listen to our favorite podcast, and forget who is in control. We become fearful. We become fearful because we do not want to come out, is what God says. God says, you forget that I am in control. My word will come to pass, and not one word will fall to the ground. Not one word will return to me void, but every word will be fulfilled. This coming judgment is fast approaching and will be absolutely complete. And no man can reverse it. No man can rebuild it or build back better. In verse 21 and through 24, let me read this to you. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more. What is God saying there? He says that this is going to be violent. And when I cast this down, it will not rise up again. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. There shall not be any music, there shall not be any song, there shall be no dancing. No craftsman or any craft shall be found in you any more. The sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you any more. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you any more. What is God saying? No more. No more will you make music. No more will you build anything. You will not rebuild this. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall not be heard in you anymore. The church is not going to be heard in this, not until the New Jerusalem. There's not going to be that rejoicing like there is. There's not going to be that singing in those churches. Those who love God, the bride singing to her bridegroom, making music to her bridegroom, because God's people who are listening are coming out lest you share in her judgments. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. These merchants bringing in all of these drugs from all across the world, taking them to all the peoples. There is no class, there is no race when it comes to drugs and the destruction that it brings. It says that all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. For every person who belonged to God who was slain because of this system, this is coming upon them. There is no angel to pull you out. God did this once. Now you have his word. This is the end. This is the end. Look no further. Do not look to man, government, social media, counselors, drugs. For when I send the wrath upon the world, those who have not come out will share in her sins and receive her plagues. I could overwhelm you with what all the prophecy teachers are saying about each day's happenings. I could repeat all the conservative pundits in their predictions of coming disasters. I could, but God spoke, "Come out of her, my people, or you will share in her judgment. This is the burden God has placed on me." And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues." God's word to us today, the burden that God gave me, is that you come out. Come out. If God's telling you to flee the city, not to go back, I cannot tell you that. I'm telling you to come out of all the world's belief systems. Come out of all of the world's rhetoric. Stop sharing in the pleasures and the luxuries and the comforts of the world that lull you into a false peace and that lull you to sleep, just as Samson was lulled to sleep in Delilah's lap. Do not let this happen to you. God says, come out of her. Amen.